As you make your way home this evening, how would you react if a cyclist suddenly got in front of your car, slowing you way down? Can bikers and drivers peacefully coexist?
Well, it's the question we put to Carol Locknitt. She's feature editor at Edmunds.com.
Both sides should try very hard to coexist. I think there is kind of a low-level war raging right now, and I think it may come down to a fundamental misunderstanding, maybe on both parts, about what their rights and responsibilities are on the road.
Who has the onus here? Is it the driver or the cyclist?
In most states, bicycles have a right to be on the roads. They're considered vehicles. And I think that that may be one point that drivers either don't understand or don't want to respect. Another issue, though, I think, is that cyclists need to appreciate their own vulnerability and what they need to do to protect themselves. Someone that we interviewed for our articles put it really well, which is you don't want to be dead right. I mean, you may have the right to do certain things on the road as a cyclist, but you have to use a whole lot of common sense and appreciate that in a battle between a 2-ton car and your 20-pound bicycle, you got to know which end is going to lose.
If you're in that car behind the wheel listening to us tonight, isn't the onus on you? You could really hurt somebody in your big car. So regardless of what the law says, we have to deal with the facts on the ground.
And I think for drivers, it may be a matter of trying to broaden their awareness of who's actually on the road, that you are not just looking out for other drivers and other vehicles or even motorcycles. Or even pedestrians. There's yet another vehicular participant here, and that's a bicycle with a human being on it.
Surely veteran cyclists know all too well about what's called, I guess, being doored, huh?
Dooring is pretty scary for cyclists. And essentially, if nobody knows what we're talking about, you as a cyclist are riding and there's a row of parallel parked cars on your right. And if you're hemmed in by traffic on your left, you may be riding pretty close to those vehicles. Well, if someone is sitting in the car, a driver is sitting in the car, and hasn't exited the car yet and throws the driver's side door open, they may well throw it open as you're coming up and you're going to get hit right as a cyclist into that door and quite possibly get thrown into traffic. It's very, very scary, and it's something that scares cyclists a whole lot.
Let's go over some of these rules. First, for drivers, what are the rules in terms of your car and your commute and bicycles sharing that road with you?
I just appreciate that bicyclists are very vulnerable. Another thing is to understand that bicyclists really do have a right to be there. And I think a lot of drivers get irritated because they somehow perceive that cyclists don't have any business being actually on the road. They prefer to have them on the sidewalk, which is not where cyclists belong. Both sides need to sort of turn down the anger and the righteousness a little bit. When you're approaching an intersection, just know that bicyclist who's riding on the right side of you may well want to go through the intersection about the same time as you're getting ready to make a right turn. So you just need to be cognizant of where they are as you're about to execute that turn. You may want to lag a little bit just to make sure that they're not in a blind spot of yours so you both know where each other are. And just know that just because you're making a right turn, the bicyclist next to you may not be doing the same thing. Try to give the bicyclist on your right 3 feet of clearance. So if you can edge a little bit over to the left side of your lane, just to give them some space, that'll help them from being doored, and it'll also help them from having to ride in traffic lanes with you, that is either in front of you or behind you. If there's space in the lane to do that, the cyclist will appreciate it, and you as a driver may find vehicles, the vehicle traffic moving a little more quickly if they don't have to share the lane in front of you or behind you.
What about the rules if you're on your bike?
I think the biggest one for cyclists, because I see people violate this all the time, both when I'm on my bicycle and when I'm in my car, is you need to follow the rules of the road, and that means all of them. You can't pick and choose which rules apply to you and which ones don't. You are a vehicular cyclist, and that means you need to stop for stop signs. You need to stop for red lights. You should probably signal when you're going to make a turn. And something that I think cyclists should keep in mind is if they do something that's illegal or dangerous, they can be held liable in traffic mishaps just as much as a driver would be.
I want to go through one real situation that just happened to me earlier this week. I was on the Rock Creek Parkway. It's two lanes each way near the Kennedy Center in D.C., and there was a cyclist in front of me, and I gave him plenty of room, but what happened, of course, was I was slowing down all the drivers in my lane because I was basically at the speed of this cyclist, trying not to get too close to him, and I also didn't have an opportunity to merge over to the left and pass him because there were cars speeding by. by. So I started getting the horns from drivers behind. I didn't know what to do. I mean, all I could do was respect the space of the cyclist. But as a result, I was nice and late for work that afternoon.
You know, you've hit on something that's really quite interesting, which is as much as we all want to get along as cyclists and as drivers, I believe that there are roadways that are just not conducive to having those two populations mix. And I think that cyclists need to pick their routes with an eye towards, am I going to be able to ride safely? Am I going to impede traffic on this road if I take this route? So I think cyclists, you know, maybe we all need to think about the greater good of what we do as commuters and as recreational cyclists and perhaps even recreational drivers. Pick your route carefully and just, you know, kind of be aware of your surroundings and the effect that you're having on other people on the road.
That's Carol Locke, Features editor at Edmunds.com. Let's all have a safe spring, whether we're on two wheels or four. She joined us on Skype.